From the Aztecs to the Roman legions, grains like flax and farro have played a vital role in nourishing civilizations. Even today, these grains are flavorful and nutritious. Join me, Chef John Falls, and dietitian Sarah Hebert and Valerie Durant of Sandra's Cafe in Lafayette as we talk about ancient grains on Stirring It Up coming this Saturday at 5 p.m. right here on KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.
Kicked off with some Gino. Everybody's having fun. Come on, let's have some. Gumbo tonight. Well, no chicken gumbo anyway. We'll have some seafood, I think. Chicken Run. Born on the Bayou with Chris Ardoin and New Step. Chicken Run. barn on a bayou. Call out the posse. That's Donna Angel and her Zydeco posse. She's got a pepper, not a paper, but a pepper in her shoe. On the bayou. Twist it. Oh, yeah, we're going to do that twist. Boozoo.
Twisted.
On the bayou, Jake Chimento.
Whoa.
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 Jake Chimento is coming up with some Hoochie Coochie. Me a twig there, boy.
She's shaking, not she's breaking. I know she'll soon be aching. Do it. Hoochie coochie, hoochie coochie, hoochie coochie.
I feel like such a big dummy. Why is that? I spent all my money loving you, and it was for naught. was it not? Michael Doucet and Beau Soleil. Foray.
Just because you're pretty, you think you're mighty wise, telling me that you love me, you roll those big brown eyes. I saw you last night, your eyes were turning black. Go find the guy that beat you up, ask him to take you back. cab, you've been out on the spree. Explain that you lied when you said you've been crying. Some old rubble bloodshot eyes in me. I used to spend my money to make you look real sweet. I wanted to be proud of you.
On the Bayou, Little Bob, and the Lollipops.
With his hands, small but mighty, I'll do most any thing for you. Let me want me to do. You don't need a telephone, don't need a postcard, God, to reach me, dear. Open up the window to your heart. To let me know.
Coming up, it's coming up right around the corner. What are you talking about? Christmas? Yeah, but in addition to Christmas, also the big festivals. Acadiens et Creoles coming up October the 11th through the 13th. And T.K. Hulin is going to be there at the Salle de Danse stage on Saturday. Or no, it's Friday. I'm looking at this schedule right. Anyway, we'll talk to Pat in just a second. He'll fill us in on that. But first, I'm Lee for your Barn on the Bayou, 88.7 KRVS, and on the web at krvs.org. You know it. You love it. You grew up with it. You graduated with it. Maybe you didn't graduate with it. The sad song from TK.
As you walk down the aisle,
You know, I think TK is coming out with a sequel to that song, Patrick.
Mm.
Yeah, it's going to be like graduation night 40 years later. And
we're still alive.
We're still here, and you wonder if he ever got together with a lady. And it's a sad song, you know. It's like, is he not graduating, but she's graduating and just kind of leaving him? Sort of like American Graffiti, where the girl
goes
off to college and
leaves
Richard Dreyfuss behind.
That's it. Sad.
Hi there. This is Lee for your Barn on the Bayou at 88.7 KRVS, and we've got our guest in studio this afternoon, Patrick Mould, with the Festivals Acadien and Creole and all things this year, including some swamp hop. And we're going to have TK out there.
Yeah. You know, last year we did, we turned the dance hall tent, which was a new venue for us. I think it was only a year old. That was the second year last year. And we decided to make it the Bicentennial Stage in honor of the Louisiana Bicentennial. And what we decided to do was to do a different Louisiana genres of music over there. We had a brass band. We had some rockabilly. We had some blues. And we did some swamp pop. And we had TK. And it was just well received. And it was kind of like one of those duh moments, you know, when you're like, well, wait a minute. Cajun, Exotico, and Swamp Pop are really all kind of interlaced musically.
We can sure see it down here, living in the midst of it. We can see the forest through the trees, and you see where some of the bands they play, it's a mix of genres, and it's not just one hard cast format.
Right. I mean, Steve Riley and the Mamou Playboys
are a good
example of that.
Roddy Romero, sort of from rock and roll to Zydeco to Cajun.
Exactly.
And I know we're leaving groups out, but those are two fine examples that are right there at the tips of our fingers.
So we're going to bring back TK Uland. We got Smoke is going to be with him, of course, his band. And he's got special guests, Charlene Howard and Steve Adams. And I want to tell you, they just tore it up last year. And it was just really a great performance. And we're looking forward to having TK and his posse back again this year. And we've got a couple of other swamp pop type bands.
Patrick, before we... it's going to be Saturday that TK is going to be out there.
Yeah, he's going to be out there Saturday at the dance hall tent from 5:45 to 7. Of course, the festival kicks off Friday evening, October 11th. We have a Friday night fado dough, and then it rolls all day on Saturday, October 12th and 13th, the Sunday, just nonstop, over 50 bands. Of course, the Bayou Food Festival, Louisiana Crafts Fair, all things Cajun and Creole.
And it's free, right?
Oh, it's absolutely free. I got one today, as a matter of fact, an email. People are on the website, and they're like, well, I see where, you know, it looks like a great lineup and a lot of entertainment. But what's the gate charge? What's the ticket price? And I love to email them back and say, you know, in capital letters, it's absolutely free. And they always kind of freak out a little bit, you know, that we're able to put on an event of this scope and have it free to the public. Of course, you know.
I was going to say, is there merchandising to where you can help out buying a cap or T-shirt?
Absolutely. You know, the official festival poster and pin are available for sale. We also are producing CDs from the archives of past performances at the festival. This year, Buzu Chavis is this year's honoree. And so we have a CD of Buzu playing at the festival, so you can purchase that. So, yeah, and of course your beverages and your you know, if you leave your ice chest at home or at least bring it empty and fill it up with festival beverages, that helps the cause also.
With the beverages and the food, there's areas that are designated just for the culinary, for the epicureans, if people don't want to dance in the dust or whatever.
Yeah.
Or, you know, your grandmother wants to go, but she just wants to see some recipes. There's specifics just for that.
Yeah, we have the Bayou Food Festival, which is kind of on the south end of the park. And we have probably 24 different food vendors. Plus, we have the Cultus de la Table, which is another venue we've added. I think this will be the third or fourth year.
Say that again. The
Cultus de la Table. It's culture on the table, and it's our chef's demo tent. We have five chefs each day doing cooking demonstrations.
And so like Iron Chef or whatever, well, and they're there making it right before your very eyes.
Yeah, exactly. We have a full-blown kitchen. Electrolux provides us with a real full-blown kitchen.
And electric stoves? Electric?
Electrolux, the people that make the vacuum cleaners.
Right, I have one. But so don't you like to cook with gas?
Well, we do. It's propane. We use propane.
Okay.
We bring in a propane. Cool. And, yeah, so we burn in with gas, man. And so, yeah, you can come and watch the chefs do the demonstrations, and then you get to taste a little sample and maybe bring home a recipe.
And the beer would be in that vicinity, too? Or?
Yeah, we have beer all over the park. We also have the Louisiana Sports Tent, which is a new venue for us. Again, another additional venue where we broadcast. We're going to be broadcasting the Tigers against the Florida Gators, and then on Saturday, and then on Sunday, we'll be doing the Saints against the Patriots. So you can come to the sports tent, watch the game, and then go dance a two-step with Mama.
So you got a sports bar set up in the park.
In the park.
For Saturday's game and Sunday's Saints game.
Correct.
Wow, neat. The are the craft beer folks going to be having a presence there? The local regional?
Yeah, LA 31 is actually the official beer of the festival. They actually produced beer Acadie a couple of years ago, and it's made from American, French, and Canadian ingredients. And so it's a really nice beer, but LA 31, yeah, beer Acadie.
And there's also for the kids. So you take your family there, and mom and the kids can go, mm-hmm. and, for instance, what can they observe? What can they – is there like heritage demonstrations?
We have the Place des Petites for mm-hmm. the kids, where we do all sorts of games and activities for kids, but French-related. Like they'll do French storytelling. They'll do French music. They'll have face painting and things like that. Then also in the crafts area – the Louisiana Crafts Guild also has a children's area that's geared more towards art and, you know, having kids produce their own little piece of art. And
will they be painting on the scene, or is it pre-done works that they're just exhibiting? Or?
No, they have like four demo tents that mm-hmm. they will have an artist in each tent producing a piece of art.
Music lessons, do they have that maybe or no?
Kind of. We have the jam tent.
The jam tent, that's it.
So
okay.
You can bring your instrument. We have musicians who lead the jams, and we have two jams, two on Saturday and one on Sunday, 12:30 to 2 o'clock, the UL Lafayette Traditional Music Ensemble, which is Dr. Mark DeWitt's class over there, will be leading that jam. And then 2:15 to 3:45, we got Cheryl and Russell Cormier will be leading the jam. And then on Sunday from 12:30 to 2, Brandon Leday will be leading a jam. So you can bring your instrument to the park and actually jam with a Cajun musician or Zydeco musician.
No charge either for that.
No charge. Yeah. All free, man.
You know, I'd like to run down some of the first day is Friday through the end of the closing mm-hmm. act. But what do you say, and we were – since this is the Barn on the Bayou show, emphasizing the swamp pop element, sort of a newer element added to the festival, have another T.K. Hulan song with Charlene Howard, and then we can do one little talk segment to broaden our base and kind of cover the 50-plus accents.
Let's do it.
And we'll do that. And then also, is there a reason you wanted me to cue up Alligator Bayou?
I just like that song.
Okay, all right. We'll close out with that. But in the meantime, I wanted to hit this one because it's got Charlene Howard awesome. Doing some backing tracks along with T.K. Hulan. And he sort of customized the lyrics for around here, like taking the dog to Houston. But I think this is an old B.B. King, Eric Clapton song,
Riding with the King.
Right, but South Louisiana style. Let's give a listen. We got Pat Mould, guest in studio from Festival. I'm Lee for your Barn on the Bayou.
The first record hit and I was on my way. I'm blue with all that the track is dead. Catch the hound, see the
He's crazy cause he knows no fear. He's gonna move us all out of here. Up to that house on a bayou ditch, where we can get our script refresh.
Up on fire with the
kingdom. Catch the hounds, see the Houston men. Everybody clap your hands. And don't you just love the way he sings? Don't you know you're riding with the king? Riding with the king.
There he is, T.K. Hillland. That's from his latest CD. I say latest. It came out a few years back. And Larger Than Life, Riding with the King. And we're talking with the one of the producers for Festival Acadien et Creole. Is that it? Festivals?
Festivals Acadien et Creole.
And that's coming up October the 11th through the 13th.
Correct.
Patrick Mould. And Patrick, you're also a chef.
Yep.
Are you getting to do any work with the food this year? Or
no,
you...
this is one weekend out of the year, Lee. I don't cook anything.
So you're on
that's my rule.
A busman's holiday, I
exactly,
think they call it.
Exactly.
Huh? Yeah, the mechanic doesn't want to have to work on his car
right.
come Saturday.
I organize the chef demos. I kind of ramrod that, and then I hand it off the weekend of the festival. To a couple of guys that are helping me out this year, and so that way I don't have to, like I said, I don't have to do anything pertaining to food except eat it.
Now, who are some of the chefs in some of the restaurants and some of the food styles that they represent? Do you know?
We got Chef Pat Waters from Cafe Vermillionville, Anita Thomas with Munchie's Lunchbox Express. We got Chef Robert Sandberg from the Jefferson Street Pub. Greg Saunier is coming in from New Orleans from the Kingfish Kitchen.
Mm.
We got Stephen Pat's Bonton Grill, Chef Alex Shalott from the City Club at River Ranch, Dick's Almost Famous Daiquiri, Chef Blake Fontenot, and then we got LouisianaTwoStep.com, which is Blue Cross Blue Shield's initiative to help encourage people to lead a healthier lifestyle and be more active. They're going to be doing two healthy Cajun cooking presentations, two on Saturday. So.
Is that any tie in with the local farmers markets or local fisheries to where you can be healthy with the product that we actually produce here in our backyard? Eat Louisiana brown rice or...
being more active not necessarily counting your calories, but watching your caloric intake and then getting some movement in your life. You know, it's really easy to lose weight, and I'm a living example of that. I lost about 40 pounds over the last year just from eating better, not necessarily exercising, but just eating less.
About 5-6 years ago, I was, it's like I dropped a a 50-pound ham or turkey off my back. But it took me about two years. You know, it's like, but the success of it was changing the eating patterns, right, and smaller portions and more healthful, a lot more fruit, vegetables, and just less smaller portions. You know, I find your digestive, it's a lot of work to digest food.
Yeah,
it can tire you out. And a lot of the times, you know, why would you want to eat a 1-pound hamburger when your body only needs a fourth of that?
Yeah.
And just for your body to be, it's very enjoyable and tasty. It tastes delicious, but just the strain that it's putting on your body. So, it's a good thing that if you really are not a music not fanatic, but a music fan as much as maybe your husband or your friend. So there's plenty of other demonstrations and activities to have fun with.
We have over 90 crafts vendors over at the Louisiana Crafts Fair. So yeah, it's really, there's something for everyone. I don't mean to sound cliche, but there literally is. If you're into music, you're into food, you're into art, you're into the French language, Girard Park is the place to be October 11th through the 13th.
So that Friday, what time of day do the gates open or things?
It kicks off at 5 o'clock with the official cutting of the boudin.
I was about to say, you have some sort of opening ceremonies.
Yeah, we cut the boudin, and then we get Gino Delafos and French Rock and Boogie with special guest Joel Sonnier is going to play.
Joel Sonnier is going to be there Friday night?
Yeah, Friday night.
Wow.
And then we got Jambalaya Cajun Band with special guests D.L. Menard, Belton Richard, and all the way from Nashville, Tennessee, Mr. Jimmy C. Newman is going to be there. So,
and that's Friday night also?
That's Friday night also.
So that'll be like after Joel and...
Gino.
Gino. Too much. I've got too much. I'm thinking of all these names, and it's like... they'll continue with
right. It goes from five, basically from 5 to about 9:30.
Did you say Vin Bruce?
No. Belton Richard.
Belton Richard and Jimmy C. Newman.
Yeah, and
right.
You know, D.L. Menard.
D.L. That's some of these guys you never get to see them anymore.
Yeah,
or hardly ever.
Yeah,
I saw Mr. Newman a couple of years.
Yeah,
he was on stage for Crossroads maybe, and in New Iberia. But it's like Joel Sonnier, I don't think he ever does, you know, he doesn't play around here because he's got other Nashville or wherever that he's gigging at, and it's good that he can come down here and let the local folks get a taste of some Joel Sonnier and
absolutely
DL would. And it'll be on the radio too for
that's
for
right
when you're coming to the event, when you're leaving the event, you can with your apps now, you can doesn't have to be in your vehicle, it can be in your on your device, on your phone. So, we're going to the festival. We're coming in from New Iberia, from Delcom, from Morgan City, Lauraville, Church Point. Do we drive to Girard Park, or should we go to the Cajun Dome, or how does it...
Well, you got a couple of options.
Let's talk about the options.
You can go to the Cajun, Cajun Field, where the shuttle will be running.
Okay.
All throughout the day. I think there's a couple of them that are going to be going back and forth nonstop, and then they're going to run, I think, an hour and a half after the festival ends so that you have time to get back to your car. Or you can park at UL is also going to have several paid lots that are available, one in particular behind the main stage. Is it still called Earl K. Long?
The Earl K. Long, the girls' gym. It's the old McNaspy Stadium field area.
Right. So there's going to be a big lot there.
There's a lot of parking there.
Yeah, and then there's a couple of other paid lots. And then what UL has decided to do, wherever they don't have paid lots, they're just going to throw open the gates. So they'll be much.
Okay.
We did it last year for the first time this way, and it was really very successful, and a lot more places to park. I'm not going to say everybody's going to be able to park there, but you know, but if you're worried at all about parking, you can just go to the Cajun Field. I think it's a dollar to ride the shuttle.
And the like the university will allow parking anywhere other than a handicap or a fire zone or something like that. And then, well, the high rise, I know one of those is for dorm folks, but then maybe there's another one for visitors.
Well, but there's something going on in Angers on Saturday, so it won't be available. But they have a couple of other paid lots that are going to be available, and then I think they're going to throw open the gates where there is no paid parking. In other words, where they don't have anybody to staff. Mm-hmm. They will just throw up in the gate and let people park.
And the a lot of this information, you've got a website.
Correct. Festivals with an S, Acadiens, ACADIENS.com, brand new website. You can get all the information. You can get the pocket guide downloaded. You can get the map. All the schedules are up there. You can also find us on Facebook. So hit like. And, yeah, all the information is at festivalsacadiens.com.
Wayne Toops, Zadie Cajun, mm-hmm. Gino, Michael Doucet, avec les amis Cajuns. Now, which band is that, I wonder?
It's most of the guys from Beausoleil.
Okay.
There's a reason we had the name that
okay.
way.
Okay, all right.
But, yeah.
I work in radio, so I kind of have heard a few things about rights and responsibilities.
But, yeah, so it's going to be a full slate of bands, man. Over 50 Cajun, Zydeco, Swamp Pop bands. It's going to be it's literally a who's who of Cajun and Zydeco music.
Mm-hmm.
And what's interesting, it's like a big family reunion. You know, it's a reunion for the people who come to the park to celebrate our culture and our heritage. And then it's also a reunion for the musicians because these guys are all traveling in different directions all year long. And this is one year where they're all together in the park. So it's kind of a fun time for them, too. They get to see each other. So it's a big family reunion for the musicians also.
And for those of you men or even the ladies that say, well, I'm not going to that Saturday because I don't want to miss the game, you got the Louisiana Sports Tent.
That's it.
And that's what that's all about, right?
Yep, we'll be broadcasting the Tigers on Saturday and the Saints on Sunday.
You know, I don't want to say when the Saints are playing because this is being pre-taped, so I don't want to throw people off. But Louisiana Crafts Fair, that's where you'll see Cypress Knees and Fleur-de-Lis galore.
Yeah, it's put on by the Crafts Guild, the Louisiana Crafts Guild, and they jury everybody who comes in.
Okay.
So it's really, really fine arts and crafts and fine mm-hmm, art, really. Mm-hmm. Very good for shopping. A lot of people come and get their Christmas shopping done early. We got Miles Peterson with the Crafts Guild has put together an excellent show. There's over 90 vendors this year, which is the largest we've wow. ever had. Yeah, it's incredible.
And then you got the Bayou Food Festival, so you got a festival within a festival.
Yep.
Louisiana Folk Roots Workshop Stage, that's where if you bring your instrument, your fiddle, your guitar.
That's the jam tent. The mm-hmm. jam tent, the atelier, is where we do all our workshops.
Okay, so what is the Louisiana Folk Roots Workshop Stage?
That's where we have, like for instance, Buzu Chavez is this year's honoree, so we're going to be doing a workshop on the life and music of Buzu Chavez.
Okay.
Also, the theme this year is Cajun and Creole cowboy culture, which is huge in Southwest Louisiana.
You bet.
So we'll be doing some workshops on that. Then, of course, there's a Zydeco accordion workshop. There's a kids jam workshop. So there's a lot of different – it's kind of the place to get up close and personal, if you will, with some of these musicians and hear their stories and find out how they learned their music.
Chef demonstrations, so there'll be some cooking demonstrations. And you've got a guy even coming in, a chef from New Orleans.
Right, Greg Saunier, who's originally from Scott, Louisiana. His family's from this area. But he's been down in New Orleans for, decades. And he's coming down to spend some time with us and cook some New Orleans-style cuisine.
Mm-hmm. Activities for the kids. There's, I'm sure, face painting and...
Face painting and French games and music and storytelling at the Place des Petites. And then some art kids activity at the Louisiana Crafts Fair. They have 4 demonstration tents. And it's a lot of activity. It's everything we do here in Southwest Louisiana, whether it's music, food, art, or language. You can see it all that weekend in Girard Park.
50 bands.
Yep.
50 bands. And remember, their website again is Festivals, Acadiens et Creoles.com. And that's Acadian is spelled with an E, and that's the actual French.
The
French would.
Exactly.
This is a big event, and look forward to this. KRVS is going to be carrying it pretty along most of the programming, I think, the weekend.
Yeah. And now you guys are actually going to be a tent.
We have a tent out there. And we're going to be in what area, Patrick?
Right near the Cajun Cabana, kind of on the Bayou Food Festival side. That little walk over in the park, there's going to be a tent right there.
Yeah, that big gully is like?
No. On the other end of the park. And so there'll be KRVS will be broadcasting. Guys like you will be out there hanging out.
We invite people to come on by and talk with us, reminisce about a story. If you're one of the musicians, we'd be glad to. We're trying to get, it looks like we will have some folks. TK might pop in and Charlene, and just get to tell what was it like when you first appeared on the Dick Clark Show, or you were on the Johnny Rivers Review touring the country back when you were only, just a teenager, and your first venture from South Louisiana.
So, yeah, we'll have musicians, artists, and chefs doing interviews at the KRVS live tent, as well as you guys will be broadcasting the music from the stages. So,
well, Patrick, I think we wanted to go out with a TK number on Barn on the Bayou, and I know this is on the top of the request list for the TK hits, the Alligator Bayou.
Yeah, this is it's one of my favorite songs. It says South Louisiana to me.
All over and over. Thanks for coming in. That's we've been talking with Patrick Mould. He's with the festival, and you're one of the producers. And we also, you can pick his brain maybe for a little cooking tips, like how long should I, how should I? Should I mash that garlic, or should I slice it? And everybody's got their own style. Well, thank you, Patrick.
You're welcome, Lee.
And we'll leave you with some... leave this interview section. We'll be back with a little more from Barn on the Bayou. But right now, this segment, we leave you with TK Hewland.